Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
This holiday season, be prepared for a sense of wonder and awe as The One, a Christmas experience featuring Christ Tree, lights up Enid, Oklahoma. Presented by Jiffy Trip and Tachyon and co-sponsored by RE/MAX Premier Realty. The One is a 42-day event celebrating the birth of our Savior. It all starts on November 26th as we light up the world's largest fresh-cut Christmas tree during Enid's Light Up the Plains. Go to theoneenid.com.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
Well, traders seem little interested in putting much premium in futures in anticipation of higher cash. They're content to move futures higher to keep in line with cash. Caution may be exercised this week due to the Thanksgiving holiday and a disruption in the usual business. However, business will be done. It will be a matter of how aggressive packers will be looking ahead to December and holiday demand. Boxed beef was higher Friday, providing some stability. Choice was up $2.25. Select was up 67 cents. Now, hogs diverged Friday with nearby contracts showing losses, while later contracts closed higher. Spread trading was active as December moves nearer the end of the contract and cash needs to converge. There is time for significant movement in December, but the current strength in cash does not bode well for the upside. Traders have turned more bullish in deferred contracts as they've been moving steadily higher. Now, as we move over to the grains, March Kansas City wheat's trading about 24 and a quarter cents higher early today at 862 and a quarter, very close to its peak of 862 for March prices in 2014. March Chicago wheat's also trading higher, up 20 and a half cents. For Kansas City, there is almost no chance of precipitation in this week's forecast for hard red winter wheat areas, and the extended forecast looks dry. December corn's trading about 3.5 cents higher early today, getting some bullish influence from Monday morning's early new high bids in Kansas City wheat. The main source of support for corn prices these days has been from largely profitable ethanol margins that remain intact and show no sign of going away easily. January unleaded gasoline is up over a cent to roughly $2.17 a gallon after finding overnight support from its 100-day average at $2.12. January soybeans up 1.75 cents on light volume early today, with January soybean oil trading up 62 cents. February palm oil was down about 7% early Monday, but remains near its highest prices of all time. We'll check futures in just a moment.
Don't miss the Tulsa Farm Show December 9th through 11th at Expo Square SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services, along with cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away each day at 1 p.m. And be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
December live cattle up 37 cents, 133.52, and February up 45, 137.70. January feeder cattle down 45, 160.92. March was down 17, 163.37. December hogs down 135, 73.75. February down 82, at 82.47. On the grains, Kansas City wheat, December up 7.5, 834 and 3 quarters. March up 8 cents, 838 and a half. Chicago wheat, December up 3 cents, 823. March up 3.5, 834 and a quarter. December corn down 2.25, 570 and 3 quarters. March down 2.25, 577. January soybeans down 2 cents, 1263 and a quarter. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.